This is exclusive access into the heart of racing, the Racing Pulse Inner Sanctum.
And it is great to welcome into the Inner Sanctum a young jockey who is certainly making every post a winner at the moment, and that is Kayla Crowther, who is riding winner after winner for her master, Philip Stokes, including yesterday at Sandown. She's got a great book of rides at Mornington on Saturday. Kayla, great to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for making the effort to come in. Gee whiz, you've made a big impression since you've relocated back to Victoria. You must be rapt with how that is going and your strike rate at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Philip has given me a lot of support and I'm on a lot of nice horses at the moment, so that helps to get my name out there. I'm still probably lacking support from other trainers, but Philip is giving me a lot of rides and a lot of support.
Well, the more winners you ride, surely the phone will begin to ring. But tell us a little bit about your background, because you've only been riding a couple of years. How did you get involved in the racing game?
So I was always into horses from a young kid. I went through the pony club scene, game, show jumping, and it progressed. I lived in Ballarat. I was at school there. I got a job at Darren Weir's on the weekends, just picking up poo. that's how it starts. And obviously I love that enough to continue on with it and go further. So I nagged Darren Weir time after time to let me ride. He eventually sent me up to his pre-training barn. I learnt a lot there. I moved down to his main barn in Ballarat and learnt a lot there. You know, we're riding flat out, riding lots of babies, lots of jump outs, a lot. And I wanted to be an apprentice there, but I ended up getting a better opportunity going to Adelaide and being apprenticed to David Jolly, and it's just progressed from there.
So when you come through from pony school and growing up riding those horses to riding a 550-kilo ball of muscle thoroughbred that goes at 60 or 70 kilometres an hour, what's that learning curve like? And are you a bit nervous? Are you a bit scared when you first get on one to go at a decent gallop?
I definitely wasn't scared. It is a totally different scene. I did take a few racehorses from Darren Weir. I bought them for a couple hundred bucks and I would teach them to jump. And so I did have, you know, a tiny gauge on what they're like, but they're totally different off the race feed and off the track. And I had a really, really great introduction. The horses I was on were really quiet and I learnt very slowly up at Darren Weir's. So that was probably the best thing because I never had the chance to be scared. It was just, the best introduction.
Do you learn from other or other jockeys, I should say, or Darren Weir himself? Who is giving you the pointers when you're first starting out and you're getting on these horses to say, no, you need to sit like this, or you put your hands here? Who's doing that?
For the first year, it was just the track work riders mainly. I rode with Johnny Allen, lots of Irish, you know, ex-jockeys were there, lots of the track riders there. They were helping me every day. There was always something to improve. And when I went down to his bottom base, Weary would give me tips as well. Probably not as, like, constructive, but he would just tell me where I'm going wrong, and it was my chance to go away, ask questions, and learn from the track riders what he means, and I'd come back and try and apply it on the track.
Can you remember the day that you had your first full gallop when you let one rip?
Yeah, I can. It was probably by accident. I couldn't hold it, but I do remember.
What was that like?
They always feel quicker when you don't have control. You always think you're going quicker, and I was probably only going, you know, maybe a touch quicker than evens. But I'll always remember him taking off on me at the hill. And I don't think it was even that quick. But because you don't have control, you think I'm going flat out. But it was a horse called Camdus. He's running around.
Camdus, yes. Yeah. I was going to say, you would have ridden some pretty nice horses.
Yeah, definitely. I had a few sits on Palantino, just used to canter him up the hill. But yeah, that was probably the best horse I ever rode.
I can see the delight in your face. You're smiling and your eyes light up when you're talking about these horses. It must have all come from a love of the animal.
Yes, totally. It's always been love of the animal. It still is. You know, they're the most beautiful, beautiful animals. They're so calming. They're obviously testing to work with at times, but, you know, 98% of the time they're beautiful horses to work with.
And it's obviously a rapport as well. Do you consider yourself that you've got a natural affinity with a horse?
I'd like to think so. You know, you've got to have some kind of natural ability with them and understanding of them, yeah, for sure.
And we've seen a lot of the female jockeys, they seem to have certain horses that run better for them, whether it's their style of riding, whether they're not as aggressive or they like to get out and flow. Do you find that as well? Do you find that certain horses run better for you, or you see other females that they tend to run better for?
Yeah, definitely. I think some horses do run better for females, and some definitely run better for males. It's just, you know, the trainers can figure out who would go better on horses. And yeah, no, they're definitely even in the boys, the quieter boys, different horses suit everyone. Yeah.
What would you describe your style as?
I like to ride pretty quiet early. I did lead and win yesterday, but I don't lead very often. I'm more of a sit-back rider. If I'm sitting last in a 12-horse field, I'm not worried about it. I don't kind of get itchy about being too far back. I quite like it. Yeah, I kind of like to let them balance up and fly home. That was kind of always how I got most of my winners.
And is that a feel situation about you? I know Hugh Bowman talks a lot about he's a feel rider. He doesn't tend to worry too much about form. He just likes to have a horse where he thinks it feels the best. Is that how you tend to ride as well?
Yeah, when I first came over here, I was probably looking at form, trying to work on speed maps too much instead of just riding the horse. And I find, obviously, you need a rough gauge on where the speed is and that, but I find when I did too much homework and tried to have too much of a plan, things wouldn't go my way. Whereas when I just ride and ride it how I find it, I ride a lot better and the horses run a lot better for me. And that's probably where I'm getting to now. I'm just riding my own race a little bit more.
You mentioned you grew up in the Ballarat area. What's your family's reaction when you said, I want to become a jockey?
My mum was always, you know, she'd never ever say I couldn't do anything. But I remember when I first started out, she wouldn't watch me live. She'd only watch the replays because she was always worried. But no, she's been ever so supportful. She watches, supportive. She watches all my races. She'll send me a message after they win. She's really onto it. And she's picking up the slang as well, whether she uses I slaughtered it in the right term or not. She's definitely trying to be in it, yeah.
So she wasn't interested in racing, but interested in horses.
Yeah, she always loved horses, always loved me having horses, pony club. She'd take me everywhere on the weekends. Yeah, she was the best like that, very supportive.
What about yourself? Because it can be a dangerous sport. You've been riding a couple of years now. Have you had many falls?
No, I actually had my first race fall Monday, Adelaide Cup Day.
Yes.
It was the softest race fall ever. I was very lucky. It didn't scare me one bit because it's so quick and, yeah, no, I came out unharmed, so.
Well, that is what everyone hopes for, but there were no second thoughts after that, the next race?
No, not at all. No, it was, I suppose because I wasn't hurt, it didn't really bother me.
I love to get into the inner sanctum as to what it's like when you're in a race, when you're riding, how close it is, how tight it is, how much you talk to the other jockeys, and especially when you're a young apprentice coming through the ranks and you've got the big dogs there, what's it like in a race?
It's probably, it always is a fraction intimidating taking the next step against the bigger level of competitors.
Are you vocal?
I'm not as vocal as probably some of the others. Probably a little bit in the finish, but that's about it. But definitely, if two of us are going to go to the lead, there's often one saying, no, no, you go, or I'll lead. You know, there's always a little bit of communication there for both of us, but there's always, I'm not sure if it's called communication, but, you know, sometimes there's things said in the race where people are unhappy, and I suppose they're communicating that they're angry, but that's about it.
So if you're trying to get out, are you saying, let me out, or is that going on in a race? Or
No, you don't want them to know that you want to get out because then they'll close it on you, so you just got to sneak up there and, yeah, just hope for the best.
Who's been a mentor to you? Who have you looked up to since you began riding? Who's been really helpful?
All the Adelaide girls in the room are very helpful. Crystal Bishop, if I ask for any help for her to watch a race, she's really great at watching a race and giving me feedback. Jamie's given me multiple tips along the way. Raquel Clark has been great. She'll always say, you know, if I stuff up, she'll say it plainly how it is. All the girls in the room have been really great. Craig Williams has actually been great to me as well since I've been here.
Yeah, great. The South Australian jockeys' domination by females. Why is that?
I'm not sure. I suppose we had a few, you know, we call them trailblazers, and it started with Claire Lindop and, you know, Jamie's obviously ultra successful and I think they kind of had the name for it there. You know, maybe we have a few more girls, but we just seem to get the support over there. And whether it's just because some of the girls are the better riders and here some of the boys are the better riders, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think it's more ability than that they're females. I think it's more just that maybe they're the better riders over there.
How much of an inspiration has Jamie been for you, especially we saw her winning the Australian Cup just a couple of weeks ago, and what she's been able to do since she made the big move over here to Melbourne as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, her style and how she rides is, you know, absolute idol. That's how you want to ride that, because I, you know, like to ride quiet. She's a quiet rider. She's got great hands. You know, she's one that I really love watching her ride.
And you must be blown away with your record. Your first ride in 2017, you've had 1,003 rides, 144 wins for a strike rate of 14.4%, 37 of those metropolitan wins, and that strike rate is better than Jamie Carr since she had her metropolitan wins and rides in 2012, and other young apprentices around a similar age to you, your Fred Kersley's, Lockie King's, Liam Riordan's as well, Michael Poit. So it's a pretty good strike rate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, I had really, really great support over in South Australia. My boss put me on everything. Philip Stokes has always been second to none. You know, I had support from Will Clark, and he gave me my first Metropolitan winner. I had really, really great support over there, and I think that's mostly what it's about. You know, you get on a few good ones, and it can really take you, you know, you could have been the same rider a few weeks ago, but you get on a couple of good rides and all of a sudden you're in more demand over there. And it was very quick to get a little bit more, you know, attraction and more rides.
You seem to be a rider that pressure doesn't get to, or at least you don't give that type of impression, because you've already had four three-time winners in one day. You've had four trebles, and you've had one where you've had four winners in one day. At your age, that's almost unheard of.
Yeah, no, that's what it's about. It's the support. You know, you're going to some meetings, and if you've been riding well the weeks before, you can be in hot demand. So you're just picking up some of the best in the race. You know, if some of the best riders don't go to those meetings, and you're picking up their rides, it's easy enough to you know, try and give the favourites good rides too.
Kayla Crowther's my special in-studio guest, young gun, rising star of the jockey ranks. And you mentioned your boss, Philip Stokes, who has been on absolute fire since he's relocated here to Victoria as well. What's he like as a boss?
Yeah, he's really great. He's really easy to work for. He's really considerate. You know, I do the work. And he's very much, if you do the work, you reap the benefits. So he's very easy to work for.
He comes across very mild-mannered when you have a chat to him, but if you ride a bad one or you do something wrong, can he lose his temper?
I tell you what, he's never gotten angry at me. I definitely have ridden some badly, but, you know, I think he knows I know when I've ridden it badly. He knows someone's going to tell me. He doesn't blow up. Maybe he does when he's talking about it on the phone to someone else, but to me personally, you know, I suppose he probably thinks there's no point getting angry at me because either someone else will. I'll be angry enough in myself. So he's really good like that, and it always gives you a second chance.
What is that like? Everyone makes mistakes. No jockey goes out to ride a bad race. Sometimes circumstances don't fall your way. But when you do ride a bad one and you're coming back to scale and you go, I should have won that race. I've made a blue here. What's that feeling like?
You know, sometimes it can be quite heartbreaking because it's not just you, it's the owners that pay for the horse. And, you know, sometimes it's really, really disappointing. And, you know, you watch the replay over and over and, yeah, I can be a little bit heartbroken about it sometimes. And obviously you have to just move on by the next race. You know, it's imperative to go into the next race with a really clean mind. But it definitely is hard to do that. It's hard to... And I think I'm still learning it. Sometimes I dwell on things a little bit longer. The drive home, I dwell on things. I watch a replay again. And I, you know, sometimes you just got to leave it.
And are you on social media?
I am, yeah.
Is that a difficult thing for a jockey as well, especially a young female jockey? Because we see it in the news at the moment, don't we, with Taylor Harris, the female footballer. But it, not just females, all sports people, they get trolled. What's it been like for you?
I've had a heap of messages. You know, sometimes they can be quite disgusting. And obviously, you know, sometimes I get, you know, you've cost people money, but I just don't think you'd talk to a regular person like that.
Mm.
I don't actually mind. It doesn't really bother me whatsoever. You know, if I give one a bad ride, that bothers me. But if I get a message from someone, it doesn't bother me at all. But, you know, if you had a look at some of the messages you receive, I just don't think people should speak to people like that ever. No.
And most of them are faceless keyboard warriors hiding behind without their name on it. Yes. Well, that's good. You brush it off. It's easy for you to brush it off, because I'm sure there'd be some out there, especially in the jockey ranks and the young ones coming through, that it would affect.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah. I suppose, you know, it's common knowledge. It's part of the game. So, you know, I think now we try and have a laugh about it.
Mm.
You know, if we tell others about what this person said, we try and laugh about it. And I don't think anyone's really affected by it. So.
Well, that is a good attitude to have. What's the difference in races since you've relocated to Victoria? Are they tighter riding in races, the competition, compared to back home in South Australia? Have you noticed any difference in riding styles from state to state?
Yeah, for sure. In South Australia, I find we go quite slow in our races and we always seem to make it a sprint home. Here, you know, if you're in a 2,000-metre race and your trainer says take off at the 1,000... by the time you take off, everyone else is going, and it is a staying test here. Mm. It is very different. I find riders here probably hold you in more. It's a lot more competitive. In South Australia, you know, it is easier riding people. You seem to always get gaps. You can get up the fence quite often. I've won lots of races just sticking to the fence. Here, it's very rare that you can stick to the fence and get up, you know. It does happen, but definitely not as often. I think we race, the tightness, I think, is very similar. I just think people make an effort to hold people in more here.
Mm. Have you got a favourite track in Victoria?
I suppose it has to be Sandown, since I've ridden 3 winners there now. Yeah.
Well, you ride everywhere very nicely indeed. What about your apprentice, your claim? You're down to 2 in town, but you don't claim on the provincial circuit. How much more difficult is it once you lose your claim?
Definitely, it's definitely more difficult because you become on par with the top of the game. So, you know, you really got to make a case for why they should put you on over someone like Craig Williams, and that, you know, it's very hard because, yeah, once you're on par, you've got no advantage or handicap. Mm. So, yeah, it's definitely hard, and I think I will really see how hard it is when I don't have a claim.
You're 20 years of old. This time, most 20-year-olds are going out partying with boyfriends and having a good time. What do you do to try and relieve the stress of race riding, and can you have a social life?
Well, since I'm in a new area, I don't have any sort of social life. Not that I really ever have since I was probably like 16. I just... It works well for me. I wasn't really ever into going out. I think I've been out a couple of times, but it was just never. It was never really a thing. I actually don't have a big circuit of friends, so you know, if I'm killing time, it's doing little things, little jobs, reading books. I read a lot of books. Yeah, I'm a pretty boring person by the sounds of it.
No. Well, you're making me feel sad.
Yeah, it sounds sad, yeah.
I'm sure there's lots of friends out there just waiting to see you. Do you like movies? Anything else like that?
Yeah, when I get the chance, if I don't fall asleep, you know.
What time? What's your day? What's your day schedule? What time are you up? And with night riding now as well, what time do you normally go to bed? How many hours can you survive on?
I get up 3:20.
Wow.
I'm at work by normally about 3:35. Our day normally finishes around 9:00. We only ride like around eight mm-hmm. a day, which is nice. Then it's either if we have race meetings, trials. Yeah, aim to go to bed for around 8. I always aim 8:30. It doesn't always work out, so it's a bit later, but... you know, I actually don't have a lot of race rides during the week of late. I only have really rides from Philip, so if he's only got 1 or 2,
yep,
it's not a lot of work pressure at the moment. You know, so it's quite easy. I'm surviving well enough.
The way you're riding at the moment, I'm sure you're going to be a lot busier in coming weeks, and especially if you can boot home a couple of winners at Mornington on Saturday, because, gee, you've got three rides, and a couple of them are really nice, including Music Bay. Now, $1.40 favourite got beaten at Sandown last start. She was just looked to be run off her legs. The step up to 1,200 looks like it will suit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, she's quite a big, rangy kind of filly. I think she'll love the extra ground. You know, she's not a 1,000-metre horse. So, yeah, she was $1.40, but, you know, last prep she got out to a mile and stuff like that. That's probably where she's heading. But, yeah, she's a really nice filly.
She looks very hard to beat, and you've got another very nice ride, really discreet. In the Mornington size, last start went around in the VRC size, and you didn't have much luck, did you? That was a race where you weren't given much room. They didn't go overly hard. Mm. Her debut was stunning at Sandown. What did you make of her run at Flemington?
Look, it was still really, really good. We drew barrier two. We were able to stay off the fence. She got inside horses, got a bump from the inside, bump from the outside, and, yeah, that was a bit ugly, but great experience for her going through gaps. You know, her first run, she was just down the outside by herself, so it was good to, you know, help teach her be a racehorse. She hit the line really well for a really solid fourth. I thought she probably would have gone a bit closer if it was a bit smoother. But, yeah, she's a really, really nice filly as well.
Yeah, she's drawn out, which may well suit her. Give her a bit more space, do you think, on Saturday?
Yeah, possibly. Obviously, it's not ideal 8 of 8. But, look, maybe we ride her similar to Sandown and hope she can perform in better company the same. You know?
She looks like she's got a touch of class, doesn't she?
Yeah, she really does. Really does. I think we'll see a better horse next prep too.
And what about All Too Hying, who's an ex-Weir galloper in the first race as well on Saturday? Last start finished 6th or 7th behind Simply Invincible. Johnny Allen rode on that occasion. What are you expecting on Saturday?
He's a bit of a tricky horse. I think he really want his work, his track work, he's fantastic when he's leading. You know, no horses pass him. He can work with some really solid other horses and they can't get past him. I think in his races, he needs to lead to kind of, show what he's got. There seems to be a bit of speed in his race. I'm not sure he'll get the run he wants, but... Mm. I think he's going well. He's going better than what his form suggests.
Well, you've got three really nice rides on Saturday, and it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you, a breath of fresh air. You're only 20 years of age. Have you got goals? If you could win one race, what would it be?
I'd really like to win the Blue Diamond, a two-year-old race, yeah. But, you know, obviously that's a dream. My goals are probably, I really want to win like a listed race or a black type race somewhere. That's probably what I'm heading towards. But, yeah, and getting more rides is the biggest goal at the moment, yeah.
Well, you stick with Philip Stokes. You'll be riding a group winner in no time at all. Kayla, as I said, lovely to meet you, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Kayla Crowther, young gun jockey. She's got her head screwed on the right way, and she's going in the right direction as well. Got three very nice rides at Mornington on Saturday.